Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sat. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. Okay, so today I am gonna talk to you about Bad Bunny, aka Benito, about the 3 awards that he won at the Grammys, and also about his halftime show performance, which was amazing. So I'm gonna say what he won. I am not gonna say the song because I know poquito español. I am not fluent in Spanish. So Benito won album of the year. He won best global music performance and best musica urban album. So congrats, Benito. 3 awards, that's amazing. Great job overall. And again, it was a big applaud and big fest for every Latino out there, saying that you can do anything that you dream of. If you haven't heard about a little bit of Benito's story, he grew up poor. He worked in a grocery store, and his album that won is love for his country and his roots and being Puerto Rican and everything about that. And it's amazing. He did a really good job with the album. And you don't need to know Spanish to enjoy his music. Period. You don't need to know any language to enjoy music. Music is music. A great beat can make you be dancing and having fun and having a blast and shaking your ass dancing great, dancing bad like me. I'm not a good dancer. Good music is good music. Overall. And this is a huge and amazing plus for the Latino community. And I've been talking to a lot of my Latino friends, and they're excited. I'm excited. It's amazing. And for those of you that were like concerned because, oh, he's going to be singing in Spanish, it's not that big of a deal. Come on now. It's not that big of a deal. I did see that he broke history with being the first Latino artist that speaks Spanish to win. Everything is only in Spanish, to win the Grammys, also to do the halftime performance in all Spanish. You know, we did, like, a couple years ago have Shakira and J-Lo, but both in English and Spanish, if I can recall. Sorry, long day. He broke records for both, which is amazing, especially for the community. What I saw in the performance, he did great. He did a fantastic job. And anyone who was like, oh, is he gonna wear a dress? It doesn't matter what he wears it. You can wear whatever you want. If it's a dress, it's a dress. If it's pants, it's pants. Wear whatever you want. He has special guest, Lady Gaga. Love Lady Gaga. She's amazing. Phenomenal. I am a big Lady Gaga fan. He also had Ricky Martin as well, who is amazing. I saw him in concert before. Phenomenal. Just to name like some people that also perform with him. Overall, it was a party. Again, I saw I I saw some clips. I'm going to watch the full thing because I was working. But what I saw so far, because I'm giving you my honest opinion firsthand, and then I'll just add to it once I watch the full in total. He did phenomenal. He was in a white suit. It was everything that I saw with the clips so far. It was phenomenal. He did a great job, and I'm going to pause it right here, and then the next part that you hear from me is going to be after I watch it entirely from beginning to end. He made history, and one of the things that I saw that was posted, it that was part of his performance, pardon me, excuse me, was the only thing more powerful than hate is love. And I completely agree with that. Love conquers all. Hate is terrible. Don't let hate ruin your life and everything like that. Love is powerful. So I'm gonna leave this off here, and I'll be back. For you, it's gonna be a couple of seconds. For me, it's gonna be when they finally put his performance on YouTube. See you guys soon. Hey guys, I'm back. I just finished watching Benito's halftime performance, and you know, like me, I do bad news, good news, and I do my bad news first. And there's only one bad news. It was too short. It was too short. It's having a party, having a blast. It was like, I believe, 12 minutes long. I had to look afterwards to see how long halftime performances were. And it told me they're now like 12 to 15 minutes, where they used to be 30 minutes. And I remember the 30-minute performances, concerts, they were amazing. Them trimming it down to like 12 to 15, it's a bummer, and I hate it. And I want more dance party. Like, I even saw like a comment on my Facebook page being like, did anyone feel like it was short? Yes. It was like, it's done. And I'm like, I'm not done dancing. What do you mean it's done? That's my only critique, negative critique. It was too short. It needed to be longer. That's it. What I would say is he represented the Latino community amazing. Benito represented Puerto Rico amazingly. He did a phenomenal job. He brought Puerto Rico to the NFL, to the Super Bowl. Literally, the performance, again, other than it feeling like a dance party and, you know, shaking my ass, and people dancing and shaking their ass and everything like that at home or there, either here or there, I thought he did an incredible job. It felt like a music video. So if you didn't see it yet, it's now on the NFL YouTube page where you can watch it for free. And pretty much it feels like when it started, you were in a music video and then you fell wherever that first part was. He fell into the stadium, into another music video. It felt like you were in Puerto Rico and buying some things. A couple of the things that I've noticed that I wrote down, and that was, there was a proposal. Like, after he goes to a street vendor and then gets a ring, he's like, I don't need this. He gives it to a
a guy that wants to propose, aka this is storytelling right here, proposed to his girlfriend, and he proposes to his girlfriend with the ring. And then after that, not that long afterwards, there's a wedding. What? A proposal and a wedding in one performance? Big performance? That's incredible. I wasn't expecting that. That's super cool. And like I said earlier, for all the monsters out there, Lady Gaga performed with Benito. Not with Benito, but after the she was a special guest of his. So after the wedding, Lady Gaga performed, and the song that she performed was Die With A Smile, which she performed, she sings with Bruno Mars. So that was like the, I guess, first dance song for the couple that got married. And by the way, that was the only song in English. Minus, I know, I didn't watch it, but I know that the pre-game singing was Green Day, and then Charlie Puth also performed as well. I saw that as well. And then after that, again, I am not butchering song title names. Ricky Martin performed, and then it ended back with Benito. And again, all the songs that Benito sang, I think everyone except for one of them, I knew. And again, dancing my ass off. And then Ricky Martin, again, sang one of his beautiful songs. Again, I'm not butchering the names of the songs because I know they won't be good at all, because I know poquito español. But overall, the whole halftime show performance was amazing. It felt like a music video. It felt like, in aspects like how they filmed it, like you were in Puerto Rico. Benito did a great job. Lady Gaga did a great job. Ricky Martin did a great job. Everybody there did a great job. The dancers, everybody involved did a great job. Congratulations. If it's like, if it wasn't like part of the plot or the story, congratulations to the couple that got engaged, and congratulations to the couple that got married. Congratulations. That's a really cool way to get engaged and married. If it was just part of the plot and story, which I love romance, then I still loved it anyway. But very good halftime show. I hope they do something like this again. You know, so since we did a Spanish artist, let's do a French artist that can sing all in French. Like, anything. Like, it doesn't have to, we don't have to have all the time English speaking music at the halftime show. It could be other languages as well. You can enjoy music that you don't understand. For example, like, we have rap artists. I don't know at all what they're saying. You could still like rap music. And there's like, I'm not a country fan. There's like country singers. Like, a lot of times you don't even know what they're saying either. And you could have fun. It doesn't have, you don't have to understand the words to like the music. And Latin music is fun. It's danceable. Everybody can have a good time. And I agree, this is the first, like, the majority of the halftime show was in Spanish. Like I said, Lady Gaga only sang The World Is Ending, and that was the only, for like the couple that just got married, and that was the only thing in the whole halftime performance that was in English. Everything else was in Spanish. So for me, I would say it was 90. For me giving it like extra points, I would say, not extra point, but I would say honestly, and then what it actually is, I would say 95% Spanish, 5% English, but technically it was more 98-99% Spanish and 1% English. Either way, like, again, as someone that, again, my first language is not English, it's French, but, and for someone that, like, again, is not fluent in Spanish, can't say all the words correctly, I had a blast, and this is a big plus for the Hispanic and the Latino community, and I want more wins for them. They deserve the best. They are an amazing community. I love what Bad Bunny is doing for them. Benito is showing great representation and showing how he loves Puerto Rico. He loves his culture. He loves being Latino. And no matter where you are in life and you're dead poor, you can do anything if you put your dreams, if you put your mind to it. Dreams can come true. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.